This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, types of enemies. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of enemies in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that there are two types of enemies. And the first type of enemies that are being said in the Quran and in the, obviously, Islamic teachings, that is the enemies with whom we have dispute on the basis which are irrational, and on the emotional basis we have a dispute with them, or we think that they are our enemies, they are our enemies. And this is wrong in the eyes of Islam. Obviously, when we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, anything which is irrational, anything which is based on the emotions only and not the intellect, that is being refused by the Islam, that has been rejected by the Islam. Therefore, Islam does not accept such type of being enemy or such type of dispute, because generally when we see in our life, in our daily life, we see this kind of disputes or these kinds of enemies. For example, if there are two people, their minds are not same, they have dispute on the selection of clothes, maybe on the selection of things, maybe they have general dispute, maybe when you go out your neighbors have dispute with you about something, a specific thing, and we start considering them as our enemies. This is wrong. The dispute, a simple dispute or irrational or emotional disputes, cannot make someone enemy of the other. Therefore, in the Islamic lifestyle, if someone through the emotions, someone through irrationality is considering another person as the enemy, this has been forbidden and this is not allowed. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the types of the enemy, and we were talking about the first type where we said that where two people become enemy of each other because of irrationality and because of the emotional basis. And this has been forbidden in Islam. Maybe, you know, there are two people who had maybe misbehaved each other. Maybe they were unethical, and they have wrong actions or deeds against each other. Maybe someone has said something wrong about the other person. So on these bases, we cannot consider the other person as the enemy of self. Yes, there is a dispute. Maybe he is disrespecting me, but it does not give me the authority to think that he is my enemy. I cannot make him enemy, obviously. And when I cannot make him enemy, I need to behave in a way so that this dispute is being unveiled, or maybe it's been waved off, or I need to deal with him in a way so that he can get closer to me, as we see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, where a lady, an old lady, used to throw garbage every day when Prophet used to pass from the streets, from the front of her house. And after a couple of days, when she was no more throwing that garbage on the Prophet, Prophet asked people, why that lady is not coming anymore out? And they said, like, she became sick. So he entered to her house and he looked after that old lady and brought some food and fruits for her. And it changed the mentality and the mindset of that old lady towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, with his actions, the Prophet has proved that even if a person, because of some reasons, is throwing some garbage on me, having a dispute, and does not believe on what I believe, I need to show my generosity. I need to show kindness because this is what I am. And I should not answer them the way they are basically reacting upon me. So therefore, the reaction of, we need to have a proper reaction about what other peoples do, and a proper action and reaction can result in a good friendship, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.